Hello? Is that Mr. Datter? Okay, Dick. Now listen, my mate Ronnie from the Old Bull said you might be the man I should talk to. Huh? You don't know anyone called Ronnie? Big guy. Got a scar over his eye, which he says was from a fight. But we all know was from the day his missus knocked him out for staying out all night. No? Anyway, don't matter about Ronnie. You're like a private detective, right? Okay. Right. I've got this little problem. Well, it's like this. I went off to Glastonbury one year, and I think I might have accidentally fathered a son. What do you mean nobody accidentally fathers a son? Well, I did. Anyway, I think I know who it is, and I want to check. What? Well, there weren't 200,000 people there in them days. No. Ronnie's got a scar over his right eye. Never mind about bloody Ronnie. Listen, can I do one of them there paternity tests? You sure? Not on me, on him. So I need to get his PNA. PNA? Oh, DNA. How do I do that? Ah, I see. A lock of hair. You sure? I'm not asking him for a lock of his hair. He already thinks I'm gay. What? No, I'm not homophobic. Oh, I see. The lock of hair don't need to be attached to him. Nah, sorry, mate. No, I am serious about it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. So a piece of hair from his pillow or his airbrush. I've never seen him with an airbrush, to be honest. But he does sleep a lot. Okay. So, to be on the safe side, I nick his pillowcase, then we get a range of things to go on. Well, what other things are going to be on his pillowcase? Yeah. Saliva? Sperm? On his pillowcase? Well, if you say so. I just use mine for putting my head on. And then it's 2 weeks, you say. Yeah, I kind of figured you'd need my DNA too. But then I'm not the one having my pillow nicked, am I? Right, let me write the address down. I must have a penny somewhere.
Right, if I can just get the acquisitions department to put their estimates in the SharePoint area, that's another job done.
What are you muttering about? Nisha, I don't like to be all personal, but your desk is a complete tip.
Oh, well, we can't all be little misorganised, can we?
You haven't mentioned your course lately.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Just okay?
Well, we're doing this stuff about consumerism at the moment. It's quite interesting. I'm not sure I quite get it. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll send you this thing we're supposed to look at. Hold on, I'll just find the page. Here we go. I'll pop the link in an email.
Post!
Oh, thanks. Oh, look at all this. I'm going to spend the rest of the day opening mail.
You got it?
Yeah, I'll have a look in a minute. Uh-oh. What's this letter? It's from HR. Oh, it's never good. Oh, wow! I've had my funding approved. I'm going to be a student.
Brilliant! Right, let's have a bottle of wine at lunch to celebrate. Well done, Sophie.
Well, I don't know about well done, but I'm really pleased. That course just looks brilliant.
It is. It's hard work, though. Be warned.
Great. So what do I need?
A photographic memory and a 25-hour day.
No, for real. You know, I want to get set up early. There must be books and things I can read before I start.
Well, actually, you get everything you need, except highlighters. See, I like to highlight all the books.
You highlight the books?
Only the important parts.
But it's nearly all highlighted.
Well, it's all important.
It can't all be important.
I don't know, really. It does all sound important when you read it, and I don't want to miss anything.
Well, I was looking on the OU website, and they were on about note-taking and stuff, and only highlighting the bits that are really important.
But how am I supposed to know what bits are important?
Well, you check with your notes.
Oh, I don't take any notes.
Well, how do you remember everything?
I don't. But you don't need to. There's no exam on this.
Well, I'm planning to start out with good habits.
Look, Sophs, I'm really pleased you got the funding and all, and that you're excited about all this. But I kind of get the idea that we're a bit different in all this.
What? As in we do different highlighting?
No, as in you'll probably be a distinction student and, well, I'm not.
Don't be silly. Hey, we can study together, can't we? I mean, you've got loads to teach me.
Yeah, sure. Only, well, I'm a bit behind and I've only read the bits for the TMA, so I'm not sure I'll be that much use.
Hey, I bet you know more than you think you do. Well, if nothing else, it's going to give us something else to talk about and twice the potential men to meet at tutorials.
Are you kidding? Mine are full of women.
Oh, well. We can talk about the module in the pub then. Can't say fairer than that.
Sure, Sophs. Hey, your turn to do the tea round.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm just going to read this stuff on OpenLearn that you sent to me. It looks really interesting.
Oh, Donna, I thought you'd taken all the shirts to the dry cleaners before Christmas.
I'm sorry, Ted. I thought I had. Can I press that one that Louise got you for Christmas? And I'll get an express service on the others today.
Well, I don't have much choice, do I, Donna?
I'm sorry, Ted. It's all been a bit much recently.
A bit much? Swanning around with your friends, having Christmas parties, a bit of light studying?
Ted, I've only been out once over Christmas.
Well, I suppose. I don't know what you get up to when I'm at the golf club. Anyway, I've got 10 minutes before my taxi arrives, so if it's not too much trouble to run an iron over that shirt...
No, it's really no problem, Ted. I'll just go and get it.
And what time are you picking Louise up?
Louise? Is it Wednesday already? Oh, gosh, I'd lost track of the days. I think it's afternoon. I'll look at the tickets later. I'll send you an email.
Oh, Donna, it's still Monday, and it's next week. You were going to find out the time so that I made sure you had the car. For a professor, you're sometimes very absent-minded.
I'm not a professor, Ted. I don't even have a degree.
Well, one thing I know is that shirts do not iron themselves, Donna.
OK, Ted. I'm doing it.
Now, have a good day. And don't forget to pick up something for dinner. The fridge is empty. You haven't done a food shop in weeks.
OK, Ted. I've just got the last sleeve to do. And I'll make a list. Just once I've had a cup of tea. Oh, God. What's wrong with you, Donna? Why do you feel like this? Stop crying. It's not as if anybody gives a damn how you feel or what you do.